The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when we can. And right now we are opening a new case, the healthcare detective on the case, his own. Oh, my aching back on my bed or chair of pain.
Yeah, why am I laughing? Even when I'm laughing, it hurts a little bit.
You know, I set you up for that joke and you did it. Thank you.
I know, I fell for it. Yeah, and this has been so bad, I've actually fallen from it. Yeah, I've got a very bad back. I know if listeners have been tuning in, I've been covering this now the second week in a row. I'm still slogging along. I don't have a solution, but I think look over my shoulder and you'll see what people need to do in an emergency. And I consider this an emergency because I've never been in pain like this before. Obviously, I haven't been able to do anything but deal with my back, and it's consuming, you know, our whole household. Until we get it resolved. And frankly, I get an operation. I'm not one to rush for an operation, as you know, but I've had two back operations. It's a chronic disease. I've got spinal stenosis, and there's calcium inside my spinal canals pressing up against the nerves. That sounds like it's going to hurt, right?
Yeah.
Well, it does. Well, guess what?
It really hurts.
And
probably going through what you have to go through to establish everything is equally painful because, you need your back to move.
Yeah, well, it's painful and it's complicated and it's costly. Look, what's the goal? Okay, the goal is to get three opinions from three different hospitals, hopefully all teaching hospitals, and from peer-reviewed surgeons. So these are people that other doctors think well of, and they're at great institutions. So I'm proceeding, and I'm doing pretty well on the goal. But it means things like this, Joe. You know, if I didn't have Carol, my wife of many years, with me to take me from one hospital to another, I don't know what I'd be doing because I cannot walk a half a block without the kind of pain that it's a spasm. It hits me in the lower back and then it radiates down my legs, the thighs and the hamstrings, and I lose control of my legs. And I've fallen twice. So without her helping me, literally carrying me, I mean, I'm leaning on her, I'd be in a lot more trouble than I'm in. Okay, but in 2 days, here's what we needed to do. Because each doctor doesn't trust the other doctor's procedure. And it's also, frankly, come on, it's a way of running up fees in their own institutions. I'm going to lay it out there. So they want their own stuff. So you have to go from one hospital to another, and you need to do tests. So I had a bone density for Mount Sinai. I had then two rounds of chest x-rays for Mount Sinai as well, as a regular chest x-ray. Then one where they wanted to see how far I could bend forward. I did pretty well on that. And how much I could bend back. Not much before the pain started. Then I had a CAT scan with contrast for the hospital for special surgery, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then I had the big one, the MRI with contrast at Mount Sinai. So I've got, one doctor said I've got $1 million prep, okay? Doctors have a lot of tools now to look and see what's going on with my back and to make a smart decision. Not that they'll all agree, but at least that it'll be based in what they're seeing in front of them with very good taste, with very good tests. This is all complicated, by the way, Jill. You know, I have a pacemaker. So for the MRI, there's a big debate every time someone wants to do an MRI because the guy from Medtronic, the guy who makes this device that's been in my body since 2010, they actually have to show up and turn it off while I'm in there and then turn it back on. And if you do that wrong, I could be in serious trouble.
Right. And how does the contract...
That happens too.
Geez. And then the other thing is, how does the contrast... there are people who have... We did the contrast dye story. Wasn't there a point at one point or another where these things with contrasting dye were bothering you? Or was that
well,
a story...
Yeah, no. They'd have to use certain contrasts.
Right.
And... yeah, no, that has to be checked out very carefully. I have a great primary doctor, John Rodman, the internist, and he makes sure they're not putting anything in my body. I mean, he calls, gets the radiologist on the phone and says, exactly what are you going to do? And then says, okay, you're safe to do that. And that's the importance of having a doctor like that. I'm not running down to his office. I mean, he's doing me a favor. I've been his patient for a while, but you need a doctor like that to have your back.
No.
You don't want my back. Your back as well.
No, and you need someone to oversee. And I just, yeah. So not only do you need someone who can help you get from the house to the door, you know, the chair to the door,
sure.
And to the appointment, you need someone who is making sure that no one is introducing into the situation something that could totally destabilize.
Yeah, or and wasting your time. I mean, you need somebody. You need a doctor that you trust looking over your shoulder, saying that makes sense. That's not my field of expertise, but what he's doing makes sense. Or I don't know if you need three EKGs in 2 days, which has happened to me in the past. It sounds like somebody's trying to run up the bill on you, buddy. All right. So we essentially have ruled out Weill Cornell, and I'll tell you, we got the scans over to Weill Cornell, and the doctor, without seeing me or asking for any tests of his own, said, it doesn't look too bad for me. I think you should go to PT, physical therapy. Well, here's the problem, Doc. I can't walk to PT. So we're kind of pushing him to the side. So
good call.
Now we're looking at Mount Sinai. So it happens. I mean, even though I'm sure he's a wonderful doctor and Weill Cornell's a great institution, you run into a situation where you just have to use your common sense. This is way too much pain for that kind of a back of your hand without a test. Okay. So we push him to the side. We're concentrating on two hospitals now. So Mount Sinai and the Hospital for Special Surgery, which, of course, some people consider, you know, the world's greatest hospital for a procedure like this. And my last two back surgeries were at the Hospital for Special Surgery, so I have a history with them.
Is that an argument for?
I'm sorry?
Is that an argument for HSS?
Yeah, it's an argument for HSS. Yeah, it's a great hospital. It is also an argument for Mount Sinai, and that I've got a personal history there. Because 3 years ago, I checked with a very young doctor there. I was very impressed. He, at that point, that would have been my second back operation. He wanted to fuse some bones and with a plate. And I was going to write about it because the screws alone cost $1,000. The screws cost as much as the operation under Medicare. So I was going to write the $1,000 screw for these medical equipment companies, which are making a fortune. But a more senior doctor at Special Surgery said, hold on a minute, you have multiple myeloma, that's a blood cancer, it eats away at the bones over time, and we have a risk here that the screw would not hold. So I don't think you should have a fusion. And that won the day, and I did the operation with the older doctor, and I've talked about him. He's really wonderful. But this time around, he doesn't accept insurance any longer, no insurance. He's trained in the older method, so whatever he says, he cuts more than the young guys. They're really minimal cuts because they use different equipment. So I consulted with another young guy at Mount Sinai, and Carol and I have met with him twice. We like him a lot. He looks you in the eye. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. He said to me, look, what I'm trying to do here is now preserve your nerve so we don't have any damage on your nerve. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to eliminate all pain. You may still have some residual pain, but we can handle it with PT and epidurals and whatnot. But I'll get the main problem solved. That was good. He wasn't overpromising. Haven't made a decision yet, but I was impressed with that. So we've ruled out a plate. He has ruled out a plate, even though he was leaning toward it on first glance. He ruled it out now, because we've found, and this is your question about the dye. How far does the dye go? So you can imagine how painful it is, because they take a needle, and they actually put the needle into your spinal cord, and then they pump in the dye, this fluid. Well, your spinal cord is already full of fluid. It doesn't want any more fluid. it hurts when more fluid comes in there. It's a terrible feeling, but you pump it in, and it goes just so far. So the pictures show this black dye, and then, boom, you've got this white space. Well, that's the calcium that is built up over the last 3 years or more, and that's what's pressing up against the nerve. That's the problem. Now, that is at lumbar 2-3. If any of you people out there have had back surgeries, you know what I'm talking about. It's lower back, but it's disc 2 and 3. I've had the other two operations, prior operations, at 4 and 5. 4 and 5 is no picnic, but 2 and 3 is much worse. So he is saying we go to 2 and 3. So now, that leaves one more hospital, right, Jill? That's still special surgery.
Okay. And
best in the world.
You've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
All right. Well, it's going to take me more than 2 minutes to get into that hospital. Here's the problem. They're really, really busy. So I call up and say, hey, I'm in tremendous pain. And the nurse says, quite frankly, everybody who calls us is in tremendous pain. All right. So she's got a very valid point.
Right.
Meanwhile, I can't get in to see the doctor who I need to see to get it rolling, because he's going to want his own exams.
Right.
At which
with
point,
his own tests, right?
Yeah, his own tests, his own exams. He's not going to accept somebody else's test. He wants it at special surgery. They do it a little bit differently, whatever. So what do you do at that point? I hate to do this. I hate to call in favors, Bigfoot a situation. But you know what? I did it. I called in somebody with a lot of power at special surgery. I'm not telling you that that person did anything. But 2 hours later, I got a call back from the nurse.
So are you going?
Coincidence.
So are you going
saying,
in?
saying, okay, here's what we need you to do. We need you to get this CAT scan, and here's how you want to do it. Here's the interesting part. She said, you have to now call your family doctor and get your family doctor to arrange this for you, because you are not yet a patient at special surgery. He will not accept you as a patient until he sees the result of this test and decides whether or not he wants to treat you.
Sounds like a government catch 22, and we now have 40 seconds.
And in 40 seconds, we did it. I mean, my doctor, I've got this great relationship. He gave me the script. We went and got this spinal cord fluid pumped in.
All right.
And it hurt. I don't know how you girls give birth, but, you know, this hurt. I mean, a lot. But it's done. Now Carol's got to run around, get all the tests to all the docs. And next week we've got to have some sort of decision. Meanwhile, a little daughter, Nina, who's now in her mid-30s, but she's still a baby to us, is getting married in the first week in June. And I really hope I show up walking rather than on a walker.
Or crawling
on all four. But,
you know what, Jill?
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be bursting with joy no matter how it happens. So we feel very... In that sense, we're so blessed and happy. And, you know, we've had good medical news for this whole year. So, you know what? There's pain in life. And you can bear it. And you can do something about it. And just keep your wits about you. Keep the phone handy. And keep making your phone calls until you see the person who can help you. And then accept that help.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online in stores.